Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors juggles the ball. That's an error on Connors. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Baumholtz. Jones reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixas. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermanski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 2 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermanski moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermanski moves to third. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hermanski scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Burgess moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Rush moves to second. George Spencer now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burgess scores. Rush scores. Mixes moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermanski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.